Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Have you heard of the German state of Thuringia? It's located just above Bavaria. It's close to the Czech border. It's played a big role in shaping both German and British history over the years. It was the birthplace of Queen Victoria's Gran and a favourite hotspot for her husband, Prince Albert. I spoke to Barbara Geyer of the Thuringia Tourist Board to find out why you should follow in Albert's footsteps and add this area to your must-visit list.
It's a relatively small state. We are right in the middle of Germany. We only have about 2.2 million inhabitants. Small towns, a lot of nature, you know.
Barbara told me the area is steeped in history.
We had been an important center already more than 1,000 years ago. Eisenach is an important spot with Wartburg Castle, the first German castle, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. A lot of events happened there that you might say shaped the German nation, the language and history.
Even into the 20th century, Thuringia was still an important part of Germany, giving its name to the Republic formed by the country after the First World War.
This assembly that founded the Republic of Germany after the First World War took place in Weimar. That is where the Weimar Republic was founded.
And if that wasn't enough, the area is also the birthplace of one of the world's most famous composers.
Johann Sebastian Bach. Weimar is one of the towns where he worked. We have some museums. The most important is probably the Bach House in Eisenach, and has a beautiful modern building also where you can practically dive into the music of Bach, walk into the music, sit somewhere also in silence and enjoy this.
Barbara told me there's plenty to see in the area too. The state capital Erfurt has one of the most complete medieval town centres in Germany.
It is almost 1,300 years old. And we were spared destruction in the Second World War. That is because of the early arrival of American troops in Erfurt. They came here actually one day before the city would have been bombarded. So the historical city center, which is one of the biggest in Germany, has survived. And you can still see the medieval street structures. And during the time of the East German government, there was never really enough money to pull it all down. And Erfurt survived then the 40 years of East German government and is now more beautiful than ever.
It's got its own special food, the Thuringian dumpling, as Barbara explained.
It's made of raw and of cooked potato mass. And I find it quite tasty. The Thuringian bratwurst, fried sausage is also famous.
If you're interested in a visit, Barbara suggests a possible route.
Well, they will probably arrive in Erfurt, I think, because this is the city which is most easily reached by Intercity Express. The city itself would offer enough to do for, I'd say, at least 2 days. Then it is easily combined with Weimar, which is by train only 15 minutes away. And Weimar is a cultural hotspot. There are lots of places which are on the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites. I would definitely also include Gotha with the Baroque universe, the residential palace of the Dukes, and of course Wartburg Castle, which is simply amazing.
For more information on visiting the region, check out visitthuringia.com.